Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Philippians 2:12b and 13. When the people left Egypt, they were dancing and singing and talking about the things to come, of the promise of deliverance, and of a home to call their own. They looked forward to all the good things that were to come, but their belief in these things, their faith to hold on to them, and their willingness to trust and obey the one who was leading them, soon found them grumbling against their deliverer, and soon after the lies and falsehoods began to tear them apart. What would become of them? They themselves would not see this beautiful land, but their children would. For the children would follow where led. They would do as they were commanded. And they would have to rely on one who was wiser and stronger than themselves. Because just as the people, when they left Egypt, did not even know how to fight or defend themselves, in the desert, God prepared them for the days ahead and for the building of a nation. He would be their God, and they would be his people. What happened? The people were called to do the work as they journeyed, but the work that they were called to would not be physical. Rather, it would be of the spiritual nature, those things unseen. And that is perhaps the most difficult work that there is that comes upon a man or a woman. Why? Because it means stepping aside and getting out of the way with your thoughts and with your ideas. And it means following someone wiser than yourself, and there is not one who will not try to defend or protect that part of them that they believe makes them who they are. These people, had they not called upon the Lord for deliverance? Had he not sent a leader to fight for them, to lead them, and to bring them up out of Egypt? Yet now here in the desert, they could not bring themselves to do the work, to believe and receive faith, the faith that the Lord God would supply their every need, that he would provide for them, protect them, lead and guide them on the path that they should go. Did they believe he would fight for them? At times. Did they believe that he would meet their every need? At times. And did they believe that his power, his hand, would guide them to their new home, to the promised land? At times. And when trouble came and he interceded, then they would believe for a while. But then another difficult time would arise, and they, in their suffering and misery, would begin to grumble and complain, accuse, and turn away. What about you? What do you believe? And what do you live by? They got caught up in the moment. They bought into the idea. They wanted what was promised to them, that they would not, but they would not believe or build their lives in faith by the power of his hand, in the power of his guidance. They wanted what they once hated and would rather settle for the little bits that they felt sure of. Did they suffer at the hand of Pharaoh? Absolutely they did. And they had to know that to return would be even harder on them, and Pharaoh would show them no mercy. And so even after tasting the sweetness of deliverance, of freedom, they each of them had a choice to make. Either freedom by God's hand or slavery under the hand of a man. Their unwillingness to do the work that God asked of them became a marker for each of them in the desert. Here lies. They would give up the promise of things to come for a temporary pleasure, no matter how small or short in time it was. It was the here and now that consumed them. They were unwilling to do the work, but like the horse in the mule with a bit and a bridle, they could be driven to have to do it. They had it all, and yet they could not see what it was that they had. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Philippians 2. Finish your journey that you have started with the Lord. Keep your eye not to the moments of suffering, but where you are going, home. That is where our eyes should be looking to and looking for, where our hope lies in all of its fullness, home with our Lord, home, heaven, our promised land. Salvation is life. Grace is undeserving, and so deliverance, so is deliverance. These things are gifts. We have work that needs to be done in order to know the fullness of these gifts. We have been given these gifts through the blood of Jesus Christ, through his work. We are called to pick up each other, to encourage each other on this journey, to remind each other of the truth that the Word of God is the only truth. And we are to remind each other of whose we are and of the commitment that we have made in giving our lives in service to Christ. We are to remind each other of the things of God and of His mercy, of His great compassion towards those who are His, and of His love for us and His discipline and of His wrath. We need to learn to live, to teach His ways that others may see Him more clearly, that they may seek His face and fill their lives with His goodness. The work required of us is to believe, and that leads to opening our eyes to our faith and an increase in our trust and obedience to His word. Jeremiah writes in chapter 6, verse 16, "This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls." These are the ways that will teach and guide us to obey, how to live a life giving honor to God, and in that we journey together towards the distant shore, a place yet unseen. And yet the reminder is given at the end of verse 16 as to the attitude of the people. It says, "But you said, we will not listen." It is to those that trust in the Lord our deliverer that we can, in the heat of the day, feel the cool breeze on our face. We can see the sun's glistening off the waters flowing out of the river of life, and we can reach out our hand and know that we are not alone, even when physically there is no one there with us to touch. These things take work. They take faith, they take belief, and they are the foundation of our trust. These are gifts that are precious, and those, when we think of them, we should tremble just at the thought of them. That He who created the heavens and the earth should know our name and loves us so much that He would give His life for us and conquer that which seeks to destroy us and keep us separated from Him for eternity, death. The reminder from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. "For it is by grace you've been saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." We cannot save ourselves, but we can deceive ourselves. We can imagine that all is well because we give a little something at church. We serve on a committee. We sing in the choir. We bow our heads to pray, and we sit faithfully and listen to the words being delivered from the pulpit. But do we know the Lord? Have you ever had an intimate moment with Him? Have you ever seen Him in the sanctuary or found yourself awake to His presence? Too many are unwilling to do the work or lack the desire to complete the journey. The chairs in the pews are filled with people looking for a better way. But the way they seek is the easiest, the least challenging, the less demanding, and the one that will give them what they desire. And so they seek out others who want these same things, who want everything, but do not want to put the work into it. So why the hard questions? Why the need to look at what we believe and what is the strength and breadth of our faith and just who is it that we trust? Have we given ourselves over to the Lord? Is our submission complete, or is it the best that you can do? Why? Why will we work hard to make money, but we will not work as hard to do our part in building our faith and in the building of the kingdom of God? We are all called to proclaim the wonders of His love, to proclaim the power that keeps us from being swallowed by the darkness, to warn of the wolves in sheep's clothing and the false teachers that are among us. We are called to speak truth to one another, and yes, being confronted about something that is wrong will hurt, but the pain of death and the separation from Christ for eternity will be even more so painful. Take some time and ask yourself, how committed am I to the Lord? Am I really His? And what in my life says that it is so? The day draws to a close, and soon time will be no more. Take today and sit with the Lord and talk to Him about where you are and who you are. You can deceive yourself. You can deceive those around you. But you can't deceive Him. There is work for you to do. Will you do it? Will you acknowledge his gift of grace and trust in him and build your faith on the foundation of his faithfulness? Will you? Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Psalm 9 and 10. Let your prayer be today. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name.